welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference in Chicago, Illinois. And look who is in our studio lounge, Mr. Dean Michaels from Co-op. How are you, Dean?
I'm great, Mike.
Good to see you again.
Great to see you. I think it's been 3 years. I've actually missed you.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm very flattered.
This is usually like one of my highlights of a Think Conference. Spending a little time with you talking about something topical.
Well, we are definitely doing both of those because you're my last interview of the conference. We're closing it out with you, Dean, but we're talking about a very highly white hot topic, shall we say, cryptocurrency in our industry today. Oh my goodness. But before we get into that, how's the conference? I mean, we're in the last day, we're in the home stretch. How's it been for you?
Conference has been great. I think everybody's just super excited to get out. Looking forward to connecting with colleagues again, connecting with co-op.
Oh yeah.
Lots happened over the course of the last 2 years, so we've had just a great experience sharing everything that we've observed. So a lot of what's happened the last 2 years, pandemic's really impacted financial services, financial technology, everything going digital. Yeah. So being able to share that with the credit unions and kind of talk about where it's going and how we can win together, it's been great.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and it's good to have the face-to-face talks and the impromptu type stuff that's really kind of hard to replicate in a virtual environment. So
yes, we try, but it's not the same as in person.
I got you there. All right, let's talk crypto, shall we? Because there was a big session on it today. I'm sure it was standing room only.
Yes.
I'm sorry I missed it because I really wanted to go check it out. But I'm gonna learn about it through you. So tell us a little bit about it. Give us a quick overview, and then what's intriguing about it to co-op.
Yeah, so the session was great. Standing room only. As you mentioned, crypto's super white hot, and credit unions are really trying to get an understanding for what they should be doing with it. It's generating a lot of buzz now in credit union land. Crypto's been around for a long time, but services are finally becoming available where credit unions can decide if they want to get involved in it. So everybody right now is trying to just understand it and learn it better. From a co-op perspective, what's really interesting to us, what's interesting to me, is how it evolves from beyond a form of investment, which is usually what it is now, how people are thinking of it, and into potentially a form of payment.
Yep.
We don't know exactly where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. We work with our partners, Visa, MasterCard, FIS, Fiserv. These are sort of the building blocks of the payment system. Mm-hmm. And if crypto is going to work in the payment system, it's going to work as part of that universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're lockstep with them in terms of seeing where it goes. Right now, very nascent. That's where I'd say we're most interested in seeing how it develops.
Because I was like, how would co-op, how would they deal with cryptos? So I'm trying to connect the dots here.
Yeah.
So.
Right now, from a payments perspective, there's a few more tangential use cases. So rewards, there's a lot of buzz around, kind of like you would get US dollar cash back instead of getting crypto cash back. So that's something we're looking at in terms of our rewards program.
Okay.
But in terms of like fundamental payments process of, dipping a card or swiping a card, it's all still US dollar denominated.
Well, if you're gonna have a crypto card, I'm sure that's coming.
Eventually, yes.
I'm sure that's around the corner. So do you feel cryptocurrency is, do you see it more as a threat or an opportunity for financial institutions out there?
So I would see it in aggregate as more of a threat. And the reason being that for credit unions and financial institutions, things are working really good with US dollar denominated currency. So to the extent that something is introduced into an environment that's working well, there's the possibility for disruption.
Oh yeah.
So I think in aggregate, I would consider it more of a threat. I think the big consideration is really around the retailers. So there's nothing more that an Amazon or a Home Depot or a Walmart would like to do is than to exclude credit unions and banks from the payments process.
Oh, of course.
They'd love somebody to just pay, take your crypto directly from your Coinbase wallet and pay me, and I could avoid all that nasty interchange stuff.
Yep.
So I think that it's a threat in that regard as retailers look at it as maybe a way to get around.
Circumvent the
process. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what credit unions need to do, and very much has been the theme of our conference, is it's not about crypto. It's about creating an incredible experience for payments with your members in a overarching wrapper. So I don't want to go use this whole separate crypto payment if I'm getting great rewards through my credit union. Right. If I have zero liability and all this awesome protection, I know that if I buy something and it goes wrong, my credit union's got my back. If I buy it through a Bitcoin wallet, I have no protection. So I think credit unions really need to focus on that overall payments experience, make it, you know, digitally great, frequent interactions and engaging with members. And if they do that, I think crypto becomes more of an outlier that folks just say, I want to consolidate everything here. I don't want to have these little one-offs.
Exactly, yeah. And that in that case, it becomes, it transforms from a threat to an opportunity, I would think, for a credit union, right?
It could. And I would say in the near term, it is an opportunity on an individual credit union basis. So right now, most banks and credit unions don't participate in crypto, don't do anything with crypto. And the use case is really buying, selling, and holding crypto. So to the extent an individual credit union did something today, it's an opportunity to differentiate, because not a lot of others are doing anything yet.
We've had a few credit unions on the show that are offering cryptocurrency services. Visions has been Unified Financial, Stanford. They're all offering. I'm sure there's, you know, there's going to be many more for sure. But they were saying, we looked at our data and we saw the money going from our credit union out to the crypto world, and they didn't like that. So hey, let's offer it. Let's keep it in here. So that was a big reason why they were offering it.
Differentiation window, it's going to close, right? There's only so long before everybody else starts piling in. So there's probably a, call it an 18-month window here where you could probably separate yourself a little
bit. Okay. So let's see. So what are you seeing as the biggest misconception about cryptocurrency today? What are we missing here with this?
Yeah, I think one of the big misconceptions, so everybody thinks, not everybody, a lot of people think they know what's going to happen. You know, so you have your cryptocurrency.
Very few people know what's going to happen.
Well, so you have your evangelists who are just, you know, it is going to replace the dollar, it's going to go nothing but up.
Yeah.
By the way, it dropped 7% during my cryptocurrency discussion this morning. Yeah, I don't know if that was me or it's just like volatility.
It was you, Dean.
Maybe it was. So you have your evangelists that are just convinced it is the future, and they're very, very much you know, wedded to that through the technology. They believe in the technology. Then you have your skeptics who think that, you know, there's nothing behind it, right? It's made of nothing. There's nobody standing behind it. Eventually the U.S. government is going to, you know, crack down on it because it just becomes too big, right? It almost starts to reduce the Fed's ability to control monetary policy. So you have folks on that other end of the spectrum. And what I would say is that just, you know, follow the numbers, you know, from a credit union perspective. Today, there's about $2.5 trillion of cryptocurrency value. Half of all cryptocurrency owners are new owners in the last 12 months.
Oh,
that's incredible momentum. So I wouldn't get too hung up on, is it going to exist 2 decades from now or not? Look at what's in front of you and figure out if it makes sense for you.
More confused than ever, Dean.
Well, so what I would say, I mean, you know, another big misconception is that it's really made its way into the payments world yet.
And that's what I think it's going to have.
And so we'll see where it gets. But as of right now, so even somebody like a Coinbase, so you mentioned a crypto card. Coinbase can say they have a crypto card. And just, I want to explain to your audience how that works. Coinbase works with the traditional financial services system, Visa, MasterCard, and a bank to issue a prepaid card. And so I take my crypto in my Coinbase account and say I want to put $100 of that crypto, dollars, US dollars, onto my prepaid card. So now you're walking around with a prepaid card that has $100 US and works in the existing system. So it's kind of a little bit of like a shell game. It's not, there's not Bitcoin on that card. You took Bitcoin out of your wallet, turned it into dollars, and because dollars is what works in the current system. So I think folks might be running around thinking that, you know, the point of sale at merchant locations is accepting crypto because somebody's got a Coinbase card. They've got a Coinbase Visa MasterCard that works along the existing rails. So it's a little bit of a misconception there.
Well, and then there's the other thing that will take this interview way off the rails, and that's the thing called the metaverse. So, and NFTs and all that stuff, which is what I think a lot of people are, pardon the term, banking on, where crypto will really will be the main financial digital asset there.
Yeah, so, metaverse, DeFi is another big term. Yeah. I was thinking we should be doing some Think NFTs, sell them at about $1,000 a pop.
There you go.
People are just buying these things like hotcakes.
I don't want to say it's ridiculous, but
you say that and you watch a lot of other people
see
make money on it.
Yeah, exactly. And say, okay, well, it's not so ridiculous after all. It's pretty viable stuff. Hey, so how can credit unions play in the crypto world in a way that's both innovative and safe? I mean, is there an innovative and safe way for them?
I think there is. Okay. And I wouldn't say jump in, head first without looking.
Yeah.
When I think of the primary use case today, what people are really interested in is that ability to buy crypto, hold it, and sell it.
Right.
That is, when I say $2.5 trillion of value, that's kind of what we're talking about. At this point, folks aren't of the mindset that, and again, you have your evangelists who just want to use it, but from a payments perspective, my hamburger's not going to taste any better if I buy a crypto. I'm not going to get my food any faster.
Very
I don't
true.
Think so. So really today, what people are interested in is buying, holding, and selling.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are providers that actually will white label services to credit unions to perform that, what's called a custodial service. They are essentially the custodians of holding that cryptocurrency, because the NCUA does not yet allow credit unions to hold it directly, but they can partner with third parties. That's how they could participate today. I would say, the thing to go in with eyes wide open is around, what are some of the regulatory requirements?
That's coming.
And we know that, a lot's going to come out of this executive order over the course of the next 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
So you might want to do your diligence on how would I implement crypto while you also see how some of the outputs from the executive order come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I think credit unions really should consider, though, as they think about potentially getting into these custodial services, is how are you going to interact with your members around cryptocurrency? And I think there's a great theme to tie into if you think of credit union mission, helping people, financial wellness. Cryptocurrency has the potential to be financially unwell for people if they don't manage it correctly, right? It's something that should not be a third of your portfolio, right? But some folks, I think, they hear about their friends that made, $100,000.
Let me go in. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a huge opportunity for credit unions to help educate, maybe provide things like benchmarks. Hey, our average member that is holding cryptocurrency, it's, 3% of their deposits, 5% of your deposits. Nobody's got 35% of their deposits.
Right.
So I think that, there are some risks around it, and credit unions, though, can maybe help their members understand those risks.
Right. So the message to credit unions is get yourself educated in this area, right? To really, get as well-versed as you can so you can help be that valued resource for your members, especially in this place, because it's going to get more and more popular, and people are going to be looking for avenues or resources to turn to, like, what do you think about this?
Totally.
So why not your credit union?
That's the mission, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. People are going to hold cryptocurrency with or without credit unions.
Very
so the
true.
Question is, do you want to be part of it?
Yeah.
But maybe even more importantly,
do
you want to help them as they navigate through it? I think that's the real opportunity.
Yeah. And you said it earlier, they want to differentiate, and there's only a window right here to differentiate in this area. So the next year and a half, 100%. Maybe 2 years at the most. So good stuff. All right. Well, anything else, Dean, on this? Anything else? My gosh.
The last thing I would leave credit unions with when thinking about crypto is, you have time to do your homework. Don't feel like, the buzz is there and I have to go in 2 feet forward, kind of eyes closed in the next, 30 or 60 or 90 days.
Yeah.
To your, what you said, do your homework. Homework on what would it take for me to implement it?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on from a regulatory perspective? And how can I, help my members when I actually do it? So do some of that homework. See kind of where things go from a regulatory perspective, and then figure out if it's right for you.
Yeah, that's the value proposition right there,
Absolutely.
So good stuff. All right, Dean, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you again.
Thanks, Mike,
for closing out our coverage here of Think on a huge note, hitting on a white hot topic.
We wouldn't
want it any different. So
glad to back clean up. This is great.
Yeah, clean up. All right, I like it. You hit one out of the park.
Thanks,
well done.
Mike.
All right.